Okay, here we go. Three ideas for Pesach Sheni. Learning should be in Schus for Refuah Shlemah Baruch Tzvi Berefuah Batya B'Soah Shachar Yisrael, and for David Henech Mordechai B'Fit Simcha B'Soah Shachar Yisrael. Here we go. Three ideas. The first one comes from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, quoting his Valon of the Fidiker Rebbe. Today's Hayom Yom. What is the message of Pesach Sheni? What is the lesson? Says the Rebbe, the message of Pesach Sheni is that it's never too late. One can always correct and make amends, and one can always make tikkunim. Even when one's tamei or one's derech rechoka, he feels far from the Ribbono Shel, even if he brought himself to this place willingly, a person can always come back and correct himself. A person can always come back to the Ribbono Shel and do tshuva. And that's really one of the main messages, not only of Pesach Sheni, but that's a message of Judaism 101. Especially Rabbi Nachman talks about this all the time. En yesh b'olam klal. Pesach Sheni is the time where we understand we could always return to the Ribbono Shel no matter what. Idea number two comes to us from the Meshech Chachma. Beautiful insight in Parshas Baal Oscha, or Pesach Sheni, comes up. He says, if you actually look at the Psukim in Perek Tes and Gimel, and Perek Tes and Pasuk, hey, it keeps on re-emphasizing the words Bein Harbayim. They brought the Pesach Sheni Bein Harbayim. What's the added emphasis of Bein Harbayim? And says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful insight. He tells us, Chazal tells us that at the time, we had 600,000 men who brought the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Ayin Tesam and Beis that women also were chayiv. So you could just imagine how many thousands of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Karban Pesach had to come. Even if you added, if people were on the same Karban Pesach together, it was still a lot. How many Kohanim were there, says the Meshech Chachma? There was only three. There's only Aaron HaKohen and his two sons. Nadav and Avihu died. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. Pinchas wasn't yet anointed. It was three Kohanim for the rest of Klal Yisrael, for the entire Jewish people to bring their Pesach Sheni. It was only Aaron and his two sons. And says the Meshech Chachma, Ki hu pela gadol, that at the end of the day, bringing those Karban Pesachs, it wasn't just a random thing. It was truly astounding. It was an incredible nace that at the end of the time, in such a short time, tens of thousands of sacrifices of Pesach Shenis were brought in such a short time. An amazing achievement for the Kohanim, indeed. And I think the lesson is very simple. When we want to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to do the right thing, all we have to do is our part. You do yours, you do your part, you do your Shalos, Asusa Dilatata, then the Ribbono Shel will do his part. Habol Etayr Misayin Oso, says Gemara in Yoma. When you come to be purified, and you want to do the right thing, the Ribbono Shel will come help. And that's, I think, another message of Pesach Sheni. You do your part, the Ribbono Shel will do his. And finally, the third and final idea comes to us from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Dorosh Moshe. You know, the whole current Pesach Sheni comes about because there were these Jews carrying the bones. Some say it was the bones of Yosef, and they say, Lama Negal Lebilti Yekrivus Karban Hashem. Why should we lose that? We want to be able to do the right thing. We want to bring a Pesach. We also want to bring a current Pesach. And Rashi says on the spot, that the laws of Pesach Sheni should have really been introduced by Moshe. But because these men, they merited that it should be introduced by them. It came from their sincere desire. And it's the same thing by Slavcha. Slavcha's daughters, at the end of the day, they said, why should we lose out? Just because we don't have a man in our family. And what's the Torah trying to emphasize over here about the story of Pesach Sheni and the story of Slavcha says of Moshe? The Torah is teaching us when a person sincerely yearns to do a mitzvah, he has a sincere desire, a ratzon, an energy, a passion to do a mitzvah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will do anything for him. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help them even create a new mitzvah. If the Torah would have mentioned their names, the Torah understands that the Torah, the Pesach Sheni is mentioned with their introduction because they were the impetus. They were the ones, they love mitzvah so much, they had this intense love for mitzvahs. That's why it came from them. So obviously nowadays we can't bring any new mitzvahs at the end of the day. But we have to have that devotion, that same love and devotion and loyalty and sincere honesty that we want to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That was the message of Pesach Sheni. Because we want to just do the right thing because it's the right thing. To have that sincere desire and love and passion. And Rav Moshe actually says on Parshas Emor, and with this we'll close, he says at the end of the day, the Pasuk says Emor Be'amar, Tel Hazir Gadol Ma'alekatanim. Right, we have to be careful with Tamei Meis. The older Kohanim have to be careful with the younger Kohanim also about Tamei Meis. It says, Rav Moshe, there's a deeper idea here. You want to know how to be mechanech your children. Lahazir gedol ma'al ketanim. Show your children the beauty of Judaism. Show your children not the do's and the don'ts of Shabbos or the do's and the don'ts of the week. Show them what it means to be able to learn, to daven, to do chesed. You don't just tell them, you show them. right? The parent, the number one parenting books will tell you, it's not about what you tell them, what you tell your kids, it's about what you show them, right? Rav Moshe says all the Jews back in the 20s, the reason why their kids went off the derech is because they said, oh, it's hard to be a Jew. It's hard to be a Jew. We have to, Hazir Gedolim Alakatan means, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Kohanim, he's telling every single one of us, when it comes to the Mechanech, your children, show them the passion, show them the love and yearning for Yiddishkeit. Let's just review these three ideas. The first idea was said to Lubavitch Rebbe, who quotes in the Hayom Yom from the 6th Lubavitch Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe. What's the message of Pesach Sheni? It's never too late. Even when a Jew feels tamei and he feels far, he can always return. And Meshech Chachman tells us why it's the emphasis of Bein Arbaim in a couple times, Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel, and then again Tes and Hey. Because this should show you that they all did it in the afternoon. Hundreds of thousands of Pesach sacrifices? You think there'd be hundreds of Kohanim? Hundreds of Kohanim? No. There are three Kohanim. Aaron HaKohen and his two sons. And I think the message is that when you do your part, the Rabbon Hashem will do his. And finally, the Darash Moshe, Rav Moshe says, why were these men Zoycha to have the Pesach Sheni introduced by them? Because at the end of the day, the whole story of Pesach Sheni came from their sincere desire of love of mitzvahs, of passion, of loyalty, and sincere, genuine care to be able to do the Rabbon Hashem's will. And then we ended off saying, then that's the number one idea when it comes to educating ourselves, educating our children, our students. To show them the love and the passion and the avos and mitzvot. Yizroch Be'ez Hashem to take these messages of Ein Yesh Ba'om Klal, of Pesach Sheni, never giving up, to know at the end of the day we do our part, the Bon Hashem will do his, and to have that love and sincere desire to do Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. A good Yontov, Pesach Sheni.